Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It is so good to be with you again today. We're in Psalm 119, verse 6. It reads, "Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments." Here we see the psalmist is realizing that he has a choice to make in obeying God's commandments. He saw the importance of keeping all of God's commandments. He's feeling ashamed in that he has not been keeping God's commandments the way that he should. I certainly can relate to what he's feeling. How about you? He knew the feeling of shame and disappointment that comes along with not keeping God's word in his life. But here we also see his desire to be freed by keeping God's word. How can we get deliverance from such a sense of shame and guilt that the psalmist here is talking about? I think it really just comes down to choosing to live for God each day and seeking to keep his word. Remember what Jesus said, "If you love me, you'll keep my commandments." That's in John 14:14. Let me read it again. He says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." You know, he really doesn't say it. There's an option there. He's saying the byproduct of saying that we actually love God, we're going to have that desire even within, we see that within the psalmist, is to keep God's word with all of his heart, with all of his mind, and all of his strength. He was doing everything to keep God's word. But notice in our verse that we see that he would not be ashamed. Let me read Psalm 119, verse 6 again. "Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments." How? "When I have respect unto all thy commandments." Do you know that there's 613 commandments found in the Mosaic Law? He was not just going to pick and choose some of the commandments to obey, but rather his delight was in all the statutes of the Lord. If we decide to set aside one of the precepts of commandments of God, where will we stop? There's a false idea going around that we should just follow some of what the Bible teaches and not all of the Bible. In fact, there's a group of folks who are saying that the Bible just simply contains God's word. Well, you know, we like to beg to differ with them. We look at it a different way. We see that from Genesis through the end of the book of Revelation, that it's all God's word. And we better pay attention to what it has to say, as it really does speak not only about our life here on earth, but it certainly speaks about our eternity and the future that lays ahead of us. At this point, don't we become the standard? When we start to pick and choose what we want to believe to be right, we become the standard of what's right and wrong and how we should be living our lives rather than by God's word. But this was not the psalmist's intent. It was his desire to keep all God's commandments. And may that be our desire to seek and to keep his commandments. The psalmist realized that God's word was essential to his life. And I hope and pray that we realize it too, that God's word is essential. Jesus taught us that we should be seeking to love God at all times and to seek to love those who enter in our life. I should not be picking and choosing who I should love. If we're going to follow what the Bible teaches to love, the option for us to love who we choose or not to love is wrong. We should desire to be like this psalm and giving our best. How? By loving God and loving our neighbors. This is what God desires for us. We need to pass on God's love to our family, to our friends, to our co-workers. Yes, even those that we might consider to be our enemies. To love God like God loves us is what God desires for us to do. To love our neighbor like God loves us, that's what he desires for us to do. But how? I think as we look closely at the psalm, we see that the heart, and we see within the psalmist, the heart and the determination that the psalmist had to keep God's word. But also we see how he chose to live by what God's word teaches. This is how we start to love. It starts with our heart and our decision to make a daily choice to follow Jesus. Then we're able to take the next step, to move forward in our walk. God will give us the strength for us to love. Father, I just pray right now, and we thank you for your great love that you love us. How you demonstrated for us your love, that while we were yet sinners, while all of us were in the same boat, you sent your son Jesus to die for us. Help us this day to pass on the love by where you love us to those that you bring into our lives, that they too might come to know the love of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. So may God richly bless you. Until next time, this is Pastor Terry. God bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647. May God richly bless you.